Driving down 77 into Cleveland is a fairly standard commute. Traffic jams, construction, and clear blue skies on a nice day. But on an average day, there's usually smog. Factories visible from the interstate spit clouds of smoke and fire across the horizon every day. But do you ever wonder what's inside this cloud?
I've lived in Cleveland a good chunk of my life. I've seen those flares for years, never thought much about it. Only to find out that what those flares are just chemicals that are on fire being released into the air.
That's Stephen Gabor of Ohio Citizen Action, a statewide grassroots organization that advocates for cleaner energy.
I do this every day almost, and I was unaware of this until we actually started directly working on this stuff. So you can imagine the average person who's not doing this on a daily basis is going to have no idea.
The American Lung Association ranked Cleveland and Akron air as poor quality, with dangerous ozone levels and the 10th highest particle pollution year-round.
It's only one of 11 cities in the nation to not meet the standard. There's too much particle pollution on an average basis. They're not meeting the standard when it comes to particle pollution. So pretty much it needs, the air quality needs to be cleaned up in Cleveland.
Ken Fletcher is the Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association in Michigan and Ohio. The American Lung Association collects data from the EPA to analyze levels of particle pollution like soot and ozone pollution like smog. Not only does this add to the murky blanket of clouds over Cleveland, but it brings health concerns.
Ozone, when it's inhaled, it irritates the lungs. It's like a bad sunburn. It can cause immediate health problems and continue for days later. Ozone can cause wheezing and coughing and asthma attacks and premature death. So certainly anybody with a compromised system, those with asthma, COPD, lung cancer, the elderly, the young people can definitely be impacted by being exposed to bad air quality. But even those who are perfectly healthy, if you are outside, work, say, in construction during a period where there's consistently bad air quality, you could develop health problems from breathing that on a regular basis.
This study comes at a pivotal moment for our ozone levels. It followed an announcement of 18 states who intend to sue the EPA for its decision to roll back Obama-era standards for car emissions. These regulations were established as an attempt to cap the levels of CO2 emissions from exhaust. However, President Trump and Scott Pruitt of the EPA rolled back this standard, saying it was detrimental to business.
The EPA is taking steps that's going to actually make our air quality worse. They've already put on hold the Clean Power Plan, which was going to clean up the existing coal-burning power plants. They are talking about potentially lessening and weakening the clean car standards that would put more car exhaust into our air. So all these steps that are going to make it worse in terms of our air quality. So I think that those states that are suing the EPA are very just in doing that.
And really, I think this whole thing about like kind of environmental responsibility versus jobs is a really outdated argument at this point. The renewable energy industry actually is one of the most fruitful places and fertile places for job growth, not just in Ohio, but throughout the United States. We actually should be giving incentives to companies to be coming in here to promote that economic growth and those jobs.
Ohio is not one of those states suing the EPA, and Gabor says he's not surprised. Ohio still gets about half its energy from coal, and these rollbacks are more in line with that vision than one of clean energy.
I think a lot of times the debate becomes, can we afford to clean up the air and do we want to make the changes necessary? But when you're dealing with people's health, you possibly are putting people in the hospital with asthma attacks. You're causing lost days from work, from school. So there's an economic cost of not doing something and of not cleaning up the air. We can clean up the air. There's things we can take. We just need to have the will to do it.